Well, hi there. This is episode 404 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament. Track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today, we begin the New Testament with the reading of Matthew chapters 1 and 2. And by the way, I'm recording my opening and closing remarks at about 7:30 p.m. on Thanksgiving. We had almost 30 people here today, family and guests, and there are still several remaining, including four children under the age of about 6. So if you hear some noise in the background, that's the reason. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 1. This is the list of ancestors of Jesus Christ, descendant of David and Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah and Tamar were the father and mother of Perez and Zerah. Perez was the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon. Salmon and Rahab were the father and mother of Boaz. Boaz and Ruth were the father and mother of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of King David. David and Uriah's wife Bathsheba were the father and mother of Solomon. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Ammon. Ammon, the father of Josiah. Josiah was the father of Jeconiah and his brothers. They lived at the time when the people were exiled to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abiad. Abiad, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Eliad. Eliad, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, who was the husband of Mary. Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called Christ. So there were 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David until the exile to Babylon, 14 generations from the exile until the Messiah. The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. His mother Mary had been promised to Joseph in marriage. But before they were married, Mary realized that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was an honorable man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the marriage agreement with her secretly. Joseph had this in mind when an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said to him, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, which means he saves, because he will save his people from their sins." All this happened so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophet came true. The virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do. He took Mary to be his wife. He did not have marital relations with her before she gave birth to a son. Joseph named the child Jesus. Matthew chapter 2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea when Herod was king. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the one who was born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star rising and have come to worship him." When King Herod and all Jerusalem heard about this,
they became disturbed. He called together all the chief priests and the experts in the scriptures and tried to find out from them where the Messiah was supposed to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem in Judea. The prophet wrote about this, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. A leader will come from you. He will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the wise men and found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. As he sent them to Bethlehem, he said, Go and search carefully for the child. When you have found him, report to me so that I may go and worship him too. After they had heard the king, they started out. The star they had seen rising led them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were overwhelmed with joy to see the star. When they entered the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, so they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. God warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they left for their country by another road. After they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. The angel said to him, Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, because Herod intends to search for the child and kill him. Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and left for Egypt that night. He stayed there until Herod died. What the Lord had spoken through the prophet came true. I have called my son out of Egypt. When Herod saw that the wise men had tricked him, he became furious. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys 2 years old and younger in or near Bethlehem. This matched the exact time he had learned from the wise men. Then the words spoken through the prophet Jeremiah came true. A sound was heard in Ramah, the sound of crying and bitter grief. Rachel was crying for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were dead. After Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. The angel said to him, Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to Israel. Those who tried to kill the child are dead. Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus had succeeded his father Herod as king of Judah, Joseph was afraid to go there. Warned in a dream, he left for Galilee and made his home in a city called Nazareth. So what the prophets had said came true. He will be called a Nazarene. May God bless the reading of His Word. The Gospel, according to Matthew, was written by Matthew, who was a Jew by birth, and he was a tax collector for the Romans who ruled Israel at the time as an occupying force. So he would not have been looked upon with favor by his fellow Jews, since he was working for the Romans. When Jesus called Matthew to follow him, he didn't hesitate. He was working at his post collecting taxes from the Jews for the Roman government, and he just got up and left when Jesus called him. Matthew was one of the 12 disciples who were to become the 12 apostles. His background as a tax collector for the Romans was valuable for one who would be charged with spreading the message of the gospel, since he was probably fluent in not only his native Hebrew, but also Greek and Aramaic. The Gospel of Matthew was originally written in Greek. Chapter 1 of this book begins with the genealogy of Jesus, and if you've been listening to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible for a while, many of the names in this genealogy will probably have been familiar to you. Some highlights are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of course, Judah, you may have heard Jesus referred to as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Amminadab, Boaz and Ruth, Jesse and his son David, who slew Goliath, became king, murdered Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, after David and she had had illicit sex and she became pregnant, their son Solomon, Abijah, and then Jehoshaphat, whom we read about in the last episode, and then skipping many generations, we come to Mary and Joseph. As we continue reading through the Old Testament, more of the names in Jesus' genealogy will become familiar to you. I used to think that this was just a long list of boring names, but the more we learn of these men, the more interesting this list becomes. Well, after the genealogy, Matthew tells us the account of the birth of Jesus. The betrothal of Joseph and Mary, that Mary became pregnant by the Holy Spirit, how Joseph wanted to break off the marriage agreement when he learned that she was pregnant, etc. What a special family God the Father chose to raise the Messiah in. Think about this. At this point in human history, God has been silent for 400 years. Many Jews were Jewish in name only at this point. A bit like today, in fact. Sure, they went to the temple, but they didn't have a true faith in God. They lived their lives by the law of God, but not the love of God. But this man, Joseph, was a godly man and a compassionate man. When he learned that his fiancée was pregnant, he could have had her stoned to death. At the very least, he could have disgraced her publicly. But an angel of God appeared to him in a dream and told him that the baby Mary carried was by God the Holy Spirit. And when he awoke, he did what the angel told him to do. He married Mary. He could have chalked up that dream and the vision to a bad meal the night before. But this was a man of faith. This was the perfect man to be the stepfather for the Messiah. And the young girl, Mary. We don't know her exact age, but she was most likely a young teenager. But despite her youth, her faith and humility were astonishing. We aren't told much about her here in Matthew, so I won't spend any time talking about her here. We'll do that when we get to Luke's gospel. But the point is, God waited until the perfect time in human history to begin a new agreement, a new covenant, a new testament with humankind. And according to prophecy, it would come through the lineage of David. And this couple, Joseph and Mary, were both descendants of David. And they were humble and God-loving, the perfect family for the Messiah to be born into. And as we now begin the Christmas season, what perfect timing to read this chapter. God is good, isn't he? Well, what do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 404.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_steveweb_. And I'll just mention quickly here that I really need your support. I really need you to contribute to the value for value model. Take a look at support.lifespringmedia.com and pray and ask God if he would have you help to support the work here at Lifespring Media. Well, have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.